As we continue discussing the halachas of Dover Ovid, and as we mentioned in our previous year, there are numerous situations of Dover Ovid. And every situation is unique. And as the Gemara says, in fact, on Daf Yud Beis, Amar Aleph, Hilchas Moed, Akuras Hain, every halacha of Chol Moed is unique. We can't always compare one halacha to the next. So we need to discuss many situations of Dover Ovid, what is included in the Dover Ovid, what is not included in Dover Ovid. Any situation where if the malach will not be done in Chol Moed, there will be a significant loss, that is certainly considered a Dover Ovid, which Chazal were makel on Chol Moed. Furthermore, a Dover Ovid, when it's permissible, the work could be done the same way it's done during the week. Certainly, as much tircha as could be avoided should be avoided. Furthermore, if it's not a significant loss, we should try to do the malacha with a shinui. We should always, as we've mentioned in previous year, try to do the malacha b'tzina. When we speak about a davar of it, it doesn't make a difference if there's a yontif need or there is no yontif need involved in doing this malacha. And as we said at the end of our previous year, it makes no difference if it's a davar, if it isn't a davar, is or isn't a davar of it for the person who's doing the work. Given, furthermore, whenever possible, one should try, if he's faced with a situation of a Dover Ovid, to use a Nokri to do the work, or to find somebody who won't charge for doing the work. If impossible, one could take a Jewish worker and pay him in full. One of the examples of a Dover Ovid would be if somebody has a store, and that we discussed in a previous year, certainly under certain circumstances, businesses may be open in Chol Moed, most notably, of course, if one is selling food, L'tzayrich Yontif. And if somebody has such a store, he sells food or other items on credit, he certainly may write down whatever is owed to him. That certainly is considered a situation of a Dover Ovid, because if there is no record, he obviously will have more difficulty collecting whatever is owed to him after Yontif. And because of this, the Paiskim suggest that if one is indeed purchasing food at a store, the best is to try to purchase it in a way where no writing is involved. So certainly if one is paying with cash, that's the best. Buying on credit, which will require the storekeeper to write down what's owed, is obviously not preferable. Or paying by check, where somebody's going to have to write the check, is not preferable. Paying by credit card, or if everything is done by computer, is a new shaila which comes up in the discussion of ksiva and Chol Moed, an issue brought up later in the Masecht in the third perek. If that writing, particularly writing on a computer screen, or if somebody's just one signing his name on one of these credit card machines, is that considered writing? It certainly, everybody would agree, less of an act of writing than writing with a pen on a piece of paper. When we say that a Dover Ovid is mutter, it means even that when we speak about Melacha on Chol Moed, we only speak about Melacha on Chol Moed. We don't speak about Melacha before Chol Moed. And therefore, even if someone does Melacha before Chol Moed, even though he recognizes that by doing this, he's going to have to work on Chol Moed, For example, somebody plants a field before Yontif. And if you plant a field before Yontif, you're going to very likely need to water that field on Chol HaMoed. That's still in the category of a Dover HaOvid. However, I did see from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoy, that if one is in a situation where he could plant the field after Yontif, and he plants the field on Yontif, knowing that by planting the field on Yontif, he's going to have to water that field on Chol HaMoed, he's concerned that may be considered mechavim melachto memoed. When we speak about a dover ovid, it doesn't mean that the hefsid has to be immediately. Even if the loss is not immediate, but it will ultimately come, that's considered a dover ovid. Once work is commenced because it's a dover ovid, one could do whatever he needs to do. That means if we're watering a field, using that example, the example that's used so much in our Masechta, once we're watering a field, and it's a field that may be watered in Chol HaMoed, Chazal did not say you have to measure exactly not to water the field with an extra drop of water. Once the watering is permissible, it's permissible. Dover Ovid does not only apply to the actual item itself, but if there's a hefsid that could be that would happen not only to the actual item, that also is considered a dover ovid. And the best example would be that regarding work, where if somebody is not going to go to work on Chol HaMoed, he's going to lose his job, that is considered a dover ovid. Even though it's not the actual work that involves a dover ovid, it's the person's job that involves the dover ovid. Or another example, if somebody has bills to pay, and if he won't pay those bills on Chol HaMoed, it could create a loss, his credit rating will go down, or he'll be charged interest or extra fees because he didn't pay his bill on time. That is all considered, that is all included in the category of Dover Ovid. As we said, however, when we speak about a Dover Ovid, Tircha Gedoyla is, when there was a great Tircha involved, Dover Ovid is not permissible. The exception is two exceptions. One is where there's danger involved, where somebody may get hurt, or in a situation where there's a hefsed godel. In a situation of hefsed godel, Chazal were even makel with a tircha gedoyla. However, as all the poskim indicate, it's difficult. One cannot establish firm rules what is considered a tircha godel, nor can one establish firm rules of what is considered a tarich gadol or a hefsed merubah. Every situation should be evaluated separately. Whenever one could avoid relying on the heter of Dover Ovid, one should avoid relying on the heter of Dover Ovid. And therefore, if one has a pair of shoes that tore, and he could afford to buy a new pair of shoes or have his old shoes repaired, one should buy a new pair of shoes. When we allow one to work on a field, one could work on the field even if he won't be able to eat from the fruit or vegetables or produce of that field on Chalamayit. Another example of a mut of Heter Davar Avid is if you have a cow to milk, one can milk his cow on Chalamayit, that's a Davar Avid, because if that milk will otherwise go to waste, and you could do so even if you won't be drinking that milk on Chalamayit. Similarly, if one's lock on his door or his alarm system broke, he could fix it on Chalamayit, because there's a chashash geneva, when there's a concern that your house could chas v'shalom get broken into, that's considered a davar avid. Similarly, if one lived in a time or a place of economic uncertainty, and there's a concern about the value of his stocks or the value of his assets, even though one may not do business on Chalamayit, this is considered, it's considered a situation of davar avid. If somebody needs to borrow money, and not only if he needs to borrow money for yontif needs, he needs to borrow money and he has an opportunity to borrow that money, but after yontif, he won't have that opportunity. In other words, let's say he has a mortgage commitment that is expiring, and he's not quite certain that he could get that mortgage after yontif. He could borrow the money in Chalamayit, and he could also sign whatever necessary documentation that needs to be signed, because that's a davar avid. Another situation that the Paiskim say is included in the category of a davar avid is one could write chidushei Torah on Chalamayit. That means if one says a chidush on Chalamayit, or if he went to a shir and he hears a nice Dvar Torah, that he's concerned that if he won't record that Dvar Torah on Chalamayit, he will forget it till after Yontif, that is considered davar avid. And as the Paiskim can point out, if, as we've been discussing, for all of these financial situations where Chazal used the concept of davar avid, certainly for Divrei Torah, for the Dvar Hashem, we could use the concept of davar avid. This is only in a situation where he's recording a Dvar Torah that he's concerned that he may forget. But if he's in a situation where he already has his Divrei Torah written, and he wants to spend his time on Chalamayit rewriting them, that probably would not be included in the category of a davar avid. On the other hand, where somebody, similarly, if a shiloh was asked to a rav on Chalamayit, and he wants to commit a tshuva to writing, and he's concerned that after yontif he won't have time, or the question is a question of imminent importance, where an answer needs to be given now, so people should know what they may or may not do, that the halacha is, that's considered davar avid. Similarly, if somebody is learning in a sefer or davening in a siddur, and he finds a mistake in that sefer or in that siddur, he could make a correction. If he can make the correction without writing, that's best. If he can't, do the writing after yontif, that would be best. If not, he could even write on Chalamayit. Similarly, if somebody is finds something on Chalamayit and he wants to put up a sign, and he's concerned that if he's going to wait until after yontif to put up a notice that he found something on Chalamayit, the person who lost it may be a guest and will no longer be here, the halacha is that he can make a sign to announced that he found something that was lost. Similarly, if there's a concern of mice or different ants or flies, one could call an exterminator and put out whatever is necessary on Chalamayit. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi says that taking a picture on Chol HaMoed, that is a picture that one won't have necessarily the opportunity to take after Yontif. A whole family, Baruch Hashem, gets together. And they only have this opportunity on Chol HaMoed. Another time they don't get together, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that too is considered a Davar Ovid, and such a picture could be taken Chol HaMoed. Of course, developing the film may not be done on Chol HaMoed, where you could wait for after Yontif to do the developing.